There are all kinds of talent. I think I'll take a little nap to rest my weary bones. But just as I get settled down, Ken tunes his slide trombone. And in the room right next to Ken, Bill's trumpet blares. But yet, although it's loud, it cannot drown George Jr.'s clarinet. I turn to snuggle comfortably and try to stop my feet from tapping out the rhythm of Tommy's wild drum beat. No nap for me, that's what you think. I have a talent too. All this scrambled, tune-filled sound, I blissfully sleep through. Once young. Yes, they whistle and shout and slam the door, for being quiet seems such a chore. They make an awful lot of noise, these sons of ours, these four young boys. But they'll just be young these few short days. They'll soon cast off their childish ways. They'll grow and marry, and then no more will hear the sound of a slamming door. So although the furniture scuffed and worn, some things broken and others torn, we'll patience hold, for this is true. Their youthful days are all too few. This is getting to be a habit. Four times the stork came to see us. No limit was there to our joy. Four times we'd chosen a girl's name, and four times the stork brought a boy. Matter over mind. The directions were plain and simple. There was only the tiniest catch. The directions were plain and simple, but I had a mind to match. And she was over 21. She was Paris chic in her smart blue suit. Her purse matched her shoes, all a-shining. Her hairdo was fresh, and her hat latest style, with flowers and ribbons a-twining. Ah, yes, she looked chic in that smart little suit. There was only the tiniest trouble. As she daintily stepped down the main street of town, she blew a big bubblegum bubble. Contemplation. They say that travel broadens one. With that, I can't agree. It's sitting in one place, I think, that has so broadened me. I'm as lazy as sin. I'm as lazy as sin, and I honestly mean it. I like my house clean, but I sure hate to clean it. I like to see clothes that are fresh from the iron, but to set up the board is a job that is tiring. I like to see dishes all sparkling and bright, but I put off their washing from morning till night. My house stays all cluttered, a shame and disgrace. but I hate to pick up things and put them in place. At making up beds, I just naturally balk. I'd rather be out somewhere taking a walk. I like the work done, but I hate to begin. As I told you before, I'm as lazy as sin. Reaction. So you fell down, did you, and skinned up your knee? Oh boy, you sure did. That's a dilly. But before the pain started, what was your first thought? I bet you really felt silly. While you were down there, how did you react? What did you give your first thought to? Not your knee or your hose. I bet you looked around to see if anyone saw you. Dear Mr. Photographer, I like my picture, though it needs some changes that are minor, and when they're done, I'm sure you'll see the likeness will be finer. Please take the frizz from out my hair, the mold from off my nose, sir, trim down my ears, smooth up my chin, and straighten out my toes, sir. My eyes should be a darker hue, just deepen them a measure. If you could take their bags away, 'twould be indeed a pleasure. If you will do these little things, demole, debag, defuzz me, we'll have a picture I will love, the one I wish that was me. Insignificance. Sometimes at night I gaze at the stars and the darkened and endless sky, and I think, in the scheme of the universe, how insignificant am I. And when I see tall buildings tower above and about me so high, I think again with a longing deep, how insignificant am I. In a crowd of people, all strangers to me, I look about with a sigh. And once again my thoughts say, how insignificant am I. Yet I know to Him who created the great, the vast, and the tall, to Him who is all compassion, I'm not insignificant at all. I did not ask to be born. I did not ask to be born. I did not ask to suffer the physical blows, the growing pains of childhood, the heartbreaking frustrations of being a teenager, the beautiful agonies of courtship, the tears of young marriage's first quarrels, the pains of childbirth, the worrying over children, whether they were being led properly. I did not ask to be born. I did not ask to be given the joys of discovery of the world around me as a child, the delights of achievement as a teenager, the beauty of true love, the sweetness of making up after a quarrel, the wordless wonder of holding four sons in my arms, the pride in the children's achievements, the peace and content of being loved and cherished. the matchless joy and responsibility of being a Christian. I did not ask to be born, but I'm glad I'm here. Do you doubt? Once the soft pale gray of dawn has overcome the darkened night, the sun bursts forth in radiance. It fills the world with hope and light. Do you doubt that there is a God? A bluebird sings a thrilling note. The petals of a rose unfold. A young child's happy laughter sounds. It fills the heart with joys untold. Do you doubt that there is a God? The very miracle of birth, the sweet, refreshing smell of rain, are things we cannot comprehend. They fill with awe the human brain. Do you doubt that there is a God? A happy heart and grateful thanks, a troubled heart and anxious prayer, seeks out a listener, seeks a friend, and always it will find him there. How can you doubt there is a God? I shall not ask to die. I shall not ask to die. I probably won't want to when the time comes. There will be things I've left undone. There will be wrongs to be righted. There will be ambitions not yet realized. I shall not ask to die. But when God wills, I must go. So right now I shall set about to do the things undone. To right some wrongs, to try to attain those ambitions. Most of all, I shall try to live more as God wants me to live, so that when He calls, though I shall not ask to die, I will be ready.